Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, welcome everyone. I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We have an amazing hour to share with you all today. We're going to be talking to one of my favorite transformational leaders out there, and I really hope you're all with us today because, as always, we're going to explore life's most meaningful and powerful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action in our life. The goal, as always, is to help you progress, get what you need to build your evidence, and move closer every day to living your greatest life. Again, it's wonderful to be here with you all today, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited. I have Dr. Bruce Lipton with us today, and many of you know him as a pioneer in the new biology. He is internationally recognized as a leader in bridging science and spirituality. And as some of you know, I have great passion for the knowledge and transformation that has come from these tremendous leaders unraveling the mysteries of essentially our ancient ancestors and cutting-edge science and bringing you and I so much knowledge so that we can all essentially participate in changing our minds and ultimately taking charge of our lives. Dr. Bruce Lipton is the best-selling author of The Biology of Belief, and today he's going to be talking about his latest book, which is fantastic. It's called The Honeymoon Effect, The Science of Creating Heaven on Earth. So, Bruce, a big heartfelt welcome to the show today.
Jennifer, thank you, and I so appreciate this opportunity, and I so appreciate everyone out there listening because we have such a wonderful story to tell.
Excellent, excellent. Well, first, I have, like I mentioned to you, I have read your book, and I love so many things about it, but really what struck me is as I progressed through the book, it just kept getting better and better. The global comments, especially towards the end of the book, about the planet and humanity were awe-inspiring to me. And I just have to say, you've really brought a powerful message to the world here.
Well, it's a wonderful message because in these times when we look out and we see all the crises that are hitting us day after day, the news just belting us with one thing after another, climate, fuel crisis, economic crisis, healthcare crisis, it scares a lot of people, puts us into a situation, goes, oh my God, this thing is falling apart. And then the fun part about it is the fun part, the good news in the bad news is we are on the threshold of an evolutionary leap for human civilization. Mm-hmm. And the idea about evolution is that crisis precipitates evolution. You get in a crisis, you have to do something different. And all these crises are really just coming to a head because it reveals that human civilization is not living in harmony, not only with itself, but with the planet. And as a result, we're disrupting civilization with our behavior, and we're altering the planet around us, the environment around us, in a negative way. And the whole idea about it is there is a destination, a different path, and a wonderful way to go because it's an uplifting from where we are today. And it's interesting because the evolution is an evolution where not the evolution of individual biological organisms, like people are not going to change. What's changing is consciousness. And the consciousness significance is this. What we're beginning to own is that all humans are part of one super organism called humanity. So we are like the cells in the body of something bigger. And this is why the issues, political issues and social upheaval is going on, because we're going into a world where we're breaking down the separation of people and bringing everyone together. And this empowers us. But the most important step in this empowerment is, as individuals, we have to come to terms with two important things. And that is, number one, we are not victims of our biology. We are masters of our health, and we control our gene activity with our thoughts and our mind. And with knowledge and understanding of this, then we can change the whole course of the health issues on this planet as soon as people own that we're not victims, because that's what we've been programmed to be. And secondarily, I think the most important aspect is that we are coming to a time where people are beginning to recognize there's more to a human than a physical body. That
right.
There's an energy, a field effect in quantum physics, they would talk about it. There's a spirit that's out here that is a energetic complement to our physical character. And it becomes so important, because the energy's always here. The physical body's come and go, but the energy's always here. So it really brings up such wonderful support for ancient understanding about spirituality, ancient understanding about reincarnation, and all these things. And it's like the past mythology, in a sense, is now there's a foundation of science. And this is exciting, because when we start to experience personal empowerment, we turn our lives into heaven on earth. This is a good lead in, Jennifer, because basically people, when they fall in love, and that's this head over heels in love, their life changes. They become much more healthier than they are before they fell in love, because the chemistry of love is a chemistry of growth and maintenance and energy. So we get so much energy when we fall in love. I always joke in the lecture, because I always say, you know, oh yeah, you had so much energy, you made love for days without stopping for food or sleep, and everybody laughs, you know. And then I say, but when you fell in love, life was so beautiful that you couldn't wait for the next day to have more. And so basically it comes down to the fact that we were manifesting an experience that was the equivalent of heaven on earth. Now, some people that last for a weekend, some people a month, maybe others a year. But this is this juicy part of life, which I refer to as the honeymoon effect. The most important thing that we can talk to the audience about is, this was not an accident. This was not a coincidence. This was a personal creation. And all of a sudden you have to stop and own that. When there was a period in time when you fell in love like that, you created heaven on earth for some period of time. You lose it, generally, but there's a reason why as well, and that's what the Honeymoon Effect book is all about, is how did you create the honeymoon? Why did you lose it? With the understanding that if you got those two facts down, how we did it and why we lost it, then guess what? You are free to manifest it as a life experience. Every day of your life on this planet would be as juicy as that just first falling in love period, and it would stay that way.
I'm going to share a second of a story here, and then we're going to take a quick break. But I know exactly what you're talking about. And, you know, when I think back in my personal life of the first time that I felt like I actually took control of what I would call my biology, which means that when there was a time that I was around in a workplace, a lot of people who had terrible flus and horrible chest colds, and I was just starting to, I woke up one morning manifesting those symptoms. But that was also a time when I was in love. It was a beginning of a relationship that I was just in what you're saying, head over heels in love. And when I woke up that morning, I had this terrible sore throat and these other types of symptoms. And within 2 hours, I literally just said to myself, this is not going to happen to me. I am going simply will this away because everything is so beautiful in my life right now that that doesn't fit. And it was about 2 hours later, the sore throat went away, and I literally, for the rest of the day, felt fantastic and never did. I was the only one in that entire group that I was working with that simply did not get sick. And so I equate that partly to, again, that feeling that my body, my mind, my spirit was so empowered at the time that I was able to transform that. And so let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this powerful science that really shows us how to create our own heaven on earth and really what it is to trust our power again. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got my very special guest here today, Dr. Bruce Lipton, and we're talking about his incredible new book, The Honeymoon Effect, The Science of Creating Heaven on Earth. And Bruce, I want to make sure, because I know you and I were just talking a second ago about the self-value and how so very important it is to really understand how much you matter. And you had a couple of comments I wanted to make sure you had a chance to share.
Yeah, it's really very interesting is that, number one, the biggest problem of experiencing and finding love on this planet and the biggest impediment to experiencing that honeymoon for your life deals with the fact that I can signify it this way. In our workshops where we do belief change work, we test for a belief in the subconscious about I love myself.
Yes.
80% or more of the people will not pass that test.
Incredible.
What that means is the subconscious programming is programming that disempowers you, because if you can't love yourself, then how can anybody else love you? Think about it. It's logical. It's like if somebody says they love you, you have to look at it and say, well, man, you don't have any quality control because I can't love me, so I don't know how you can love me.
Yes,
And that will deny love. It will unconsciously push away love. You will seek it with your conscious mind, but your subconscious mind will sabotage it all the time until that self-worth issue is manifest and taken care of. And it's really interesting because I can explain where it came from, and it was an unavoidable issue when people didn't understand about the nature that children are being programmed. The subconscious is downloading information first 7 years because the subconscious is operating in a state of theta predominantly, which is an EEG, electroencephalograph activity associated with hypnosis. And the reason is very simple, is that in order for a human to be conscious, you have to have data. If you got no data, right, there's nothing to think about, so you have no consciousness. It's sort of like you buy a new iPod, you take it out of the box and push play, which is the creative button, the conscious, you know, pick a playlist. So you take it out of the box, push play, and nothing happens. And the point is simple. You can't create a playlist if you don't have any programs to select from the playlist. So you have to download the programs, then you can be creative. Well, this applies exactly to consciousness. You can't be conscious if you don't have the programs to understand. And so the first 7 years is a state of special state of child development where a child's brain state is actually recording behavior from other people, parents primarily, family and community. A very important reason is, how can you be a functioning member of society if you don't understand the rules? And then I say, well, how are you going to teach an infant or a young kid the rules? How do you teach them that? And the answer is, you don't have to. Their subconscious mind will observe and record the rules. That means that the fundamental subconscious programs about how to deal with life didn't come from our wishes and our desires. It came from downloading other people's behaviors. So the fundamental problem in the subconscious is that the basic behaviors by which the subconscious operates fundamentally came from other people, and especially parents and family. And so the significance about that is that during this programming part, parents act like coaches. You know, if a team player isn't doing well, the coach sort of needles them and jabs them by saying, come on, you can do better. You don't deserve that. Who do you think you are? You can perform better. You're not good enough. And the whole idea, when the coach is saying that the athlete is in their conscious mind knowing that the coach is doing this to push them to work harder, that because it's a conscious understanding. But I say, when parents do this to kids under 7 and they're not operating from consciousness or they're in download mode, and the parents are trying to goad them to do better, and they say, well, you're not smart enough, or you don't deserve this, or you're not good enough, you're not lovable. They're saying that, of course, trying to push the child to perform better, but not realizing a child at this stage is not using consciousness. It's using theta, which is record. So what is a child recording? Not only the rules of how to live in a society, but a child records who they are. How do they know who they are as human beings? But the only way they know is other people tell them, parents and family and community, and they record that, so they record directly. And so 70% of these download recordings that we got before 7 turn out to be disempowering, self-sabotaging, and limiting programs like, who do you think you are, and you're a sickly person, or you're not that pretty, or whatever these things are that parents say to, you know, to push the kid a little bit. They become direct recordings. And when the subconscious is playing, then the behavior that comes forth from that subconscious is behavior that always matches the program. So if I get a belief of not good enough or not deserving, and that's my program that I downloaded because that's what other people said. When my subconscious is in operation, my subconscious is in operation, then my behavior will have to match the program. It's not a choice. It's a program. It says not good enough. What does that mean? Unconsciously, subconsciously, you will sabotage yourself no matter what age you are, that you will then conform to the belief of not good enough. That way the mind makes coherence between what your program is and your reality. So if you got a program not lovable, then when your unconscious is playing the show, you will create behavior that will prove to you that you're not lovable, and then the program is like, oh, yeah, that's what the program said, and I'm not. But and here's the, before we break, this is a more important point. You say, well, the subconscious is running this. I go, yeah, but here's the issue. It turns out that the conscious mind, which is connected to our personal identity, our spirit, our unique individual nature, the conscious mind is a creative mind. This is so cool. It has your wishes, your desires, and your aspirations. It's creative. What do you want? If I ask, I say, Jennifer, what do you want from your life? The answers, creative answers, come from your conscious mind. It turns out that the conscious mind only controls our behavior 5% of the time at the most. Point, the 95% of the rest of the time, the default behaviors come from the subconscious. So if you have a program not lovable, unconsciously, your behavior will try to show that's true so that your belief is matched by your reality. And unconsciously, you will sabotage yourself without even knowing you're doing it. And that's 95% of the time. So the issue is here, the interesting point, where the heck did the honeymoon come from? And the answer was, it was the one time in your life where you didn't default to the subconscious programming. The one time in your life that you don't fall back on the subconscious programming that you got as a child is when you fall head over heels in love, because that's when the conscious mind stays present and controls everything almost all of the whole day. And why is that relevant? Well, if the conscious mind, which has got wishes and desires and aspirations, is running the nervous system, then the manifestations from that nervous system will be the expressions of wishes, desires, and aspirations. So when two people fall in love and are not defaulting to subconscious programs, they're both creating a life, both of them, based on wishes and desires. And what are your wishes and desires? Heaven on earth. And all of a sudden it's like, wow, I have heaven on earth. This is great. I say, how'd you do that? And the answer is, the one time in your life you didn't default to the subconscious programs, which operate generally 95% of the day. Now, people may say, how come it operates 95% of the day? And the answer is simply this. Conscious mind is not time-bound. I say, Jennifer, what are you doing next week? Your mind moves into next week. I say, what'd you do last week? Your mind moves into last week. Or I say, imagine this, and your mind disconnects from the moment and goes into imagination. Well, the point is, when the conscious mind's not paying attention to the current moment, by default, the subconscious kicks in and plays those programs, okay? Well, it turns out science reveals that the conscious mind is traveling in thought and thinking so much that 95% of the time it's not paying attention, which means 95% you're defaulting to subconscious, but here's the catch. Well, if your conscious mind's not paying attention, then you don't see what you're doing. And you got a negative program, you shoot yourself in the foot, and then wondering, why does my foot hurt so much? Not knowing there's a smoking gun in your hand, you've been shooting yourself. In lectures, Jennifer, just quickly so people will catch it, I bring up this story, and most people laugh because they're familiar with it. It goes, sometime in your life, you were very close to a friend, you knew your friend's behavior very, very well, and you happen to know your friend's parent. And at some point, you recognize that your friend shares some of the same behavior as their parent. So you do a casual volunteer thing like, hey, you know, Bill, you're just like your dad. And then you back away from Bill. And Bill goes totally ballistic. How could you compare me to my dad? And everyone laughs to some degree because they're so experienced that. And I go, but this is a profound story, because what it means simply is this. When Bill's not paying attention with his conscious mind, he shifts into the subconscious program, which he got from his father, so his behavior is just like his dad's. But he's playing it because his conscious mind's busy and he doesn't see it. So when you tell him he's just like his dad, he's the first guy to go, what are you talking about? Yes. Why is that critical? Is we're all Bill, every one of us. We are playing behaviors that we got before seven from other people that don't answer our wishes and desires. They don't fulfill what we want from life. And these behaviors run 95% of the time invisibly. And that's what sabotages that honeymoon that you created when you didn't play the program. But when life gets busy, the conscious mind starts thinking, stops paying attention to the current moment, defaults into the subconscious, and all of a sudden these behaviors come from somewhere, which leads to the one universal line in relationships when all of a sudden this strange behavior comes out of your partner. And the line is, who are you? Which is like, where did that behavior come from? And then, of course, if you recognize your partner didn't even know they played it, then you realize why the honeymoon's going to end there, because your partner didn't even know what they did, because it came from unconscious. They've been accused of being somebody else, and then they become protective, which means a barrier. And the moment barriers start showing up in a relationship is the moment the relationship starts falling apart.
Right, right. Well, that is what's so fascinating. We're going to take a quick break here, but it is so amazing that, and that's what I love about your book, Bruce, is that you bring so much evidence to the table, really showing people specifically, bringing back to awareness, again, our conscious mind and subconscious mind, because I think we all tend to try to put a lot of attention on our conscious mind. Like, for example, there are steps people go through, how much time for personal self-awareness. How much time do you spend in the past, in the present, in the future? Write it down. Start working with those percentages and see what happens. But even though, yes, that's important to a certain degree to understand kind of where your mind's wandering, but there's that other piece, which is you're only working with 5% of what is controlling, whereas the subconscious, there, that important aspect of bringing back our power by retaking our subconscious mind, in a sense, and then reprogramming it. So let's talk about that when we get back from the break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and certainly why having this knowledge, in fact, can indeed change your life. So you're listening to Inspired Action Radio. This is Jennifer B. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Thank you.
Inspire and Action Radio with Jennifer B. I have Dr. Bruce Lipton here with me today. And as an international leader in bridging science and spirituality, we're discussing his new book, How You Can Create the Perfect Environment for Yourself that gives you what he calls the honeymoon effect. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact him and certainly how to get his incredible book. Bruce, can you go ahead and give out your website and how everyone can get a copy of this book?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. The website, which has lots of available information to download for free and videos and audios and things like that, is simple. BruceLipton.com. That's easy. And the book is available at almost all bookstores, and Amazon's got, of course, always a good price, and our website has a good price. So the book is probably right near you someplace right now.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we were just talking about this, and I just also want to put out there, because, again, talking about science and spirituality, but more specifically, your book really does a fantastic job at talking and taking everybody down from an understanding level to the cellular level of how our bodies work and being able to trust, in fact, how our bodies work and the power it has already, that we don't have to do anything for it to have this power. But what's amazing to me, Bruce, is that most people tend not to trust nature. There's missing knowledge that everyone seems to have to an extent that would help them trust how their minds and bodies operate. And, you know, I think honestly, your book is doing a great job at showing people how it actually is operating and what you're doing that's affecting it. So I just want to commend you on really putting that in such a way that people really can try to, again, trust their own power.
Well, it's kind of amazing for me, Jennifer, because up until about 1985, I started seeing this new science in the 1960s. But at that point, when it all came together, I was, up to that moment, just a mechanical biologist. Genes, proteins, molecules, chemistry, life here, death gone. And when I understood the mechanism of how cells really are controlled, and it's not the DNA, which is the big inside joke, again, it's your mind, and there's a mechanism that shows how your mind is connected to the genetics. And so all of a sudden we start to realize that the biggest issues in our lives we've always been blaming on our body as being a failed mechanical system. But now we know there's more to it. The mind is like a management system that controls the genetics and the behavior, and it's connected to your spirit, which I never believed in. But when I saw the mechanism, I realized our individual identities are not actually in the cells. They're picked up by a set of antennas, just like miniature television antennas on the surfaces of our cells, and no two people are receiving the same self-broadcast. And when I started to put all this together, it's like, oh, my God, we're spiritual entities playing through this physical body. It was always the most amazing, humorous awakening that happened when I am not a spiritual person. Put this understanding together through an understanding of how the cell works. And when I saw this mechanism, I immediately said, oh, my gosh, I'm not inside here. I'm an identity that's being picked up through the cells on these special antennas. What I caught right away was that, well, if the identity's on the outside and the body is a receiver like a television set, and we say when television doesn't work, we say the television's dead. And I go, yeah, the television's dead. But the broadcast wasn't inside the television. It was picked up by the antennas. And I saw that our identity is a broadcast, more or less, from the energy field around, that each one of us picks up a small station, and I'm playing like the Bruce Show right now. And if my body, like the TV, fails, it's like, okay, well, body's gone, but the broadcast is always there. And so I had this moment where it's like, oh, my God, I'm a spiritual entity. You know, I didn't believe in that. And all of a sudden, it's like there's a mechanics of it. So it wasn't like a devotional period. It was like I don't believe in spirit. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, there it is.
The biggest
joke for my world moment at that time, besides opening up and going, oh, my God, I asked myself a question. Now that as a scientist, I saw, well, there's a body and a spirit. And I said to myself a question, you know, a universal question, like, well, why have a spirit and a body? Why not just be a spirit? And the answers welled up from my cells. I mean, I could just feel it coming out through my body. The answers welled up. It hit me in the head, and the answer was, and it was funny because it was in the form of another question. I asked, why have a spirit and a body? And the answer that came through my 50 trillion cells was, Bruce, if you're just a spirit, what does chocolate taste like? And I pondered that for a second, and I realized, oh, my God, the body is this physical machine that picks up sight and sound and smell and taste and emotions like love and converts them through the nervous system into electromagnetic vibrations so that our nervous system reads what's going on in the world but converts it into like an electromagnetic field broadcast that goes back to source. So as a spirit, I know what chocolate tastes like because once I had a physical body and was experiencing chocolate, then that's in the field. That's a memory of that. And why this became so critical was, well, wait a minute. The body is like an addition to the spirit. The spirit is really cool, but the body is like a virtual reality suit. We step into the body and we have sensory experiences. You know, you can smell the flowers. It's like, wow, you can see the beautiful sunsets. You can have love course through your body. And now your spiritual identity self can feel it because it comes from that. And I realized, oh, my God, we came here to this planet, got into these virtual reality suits to have life experiences, to sense the world, to create. Yes, we don't just come into the body and take the sights and sounds and send it back to source, but we move the body around. And in that nature, we create life. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, the idea is that we come to this planet and experience this opportunity to make life and create life and to have all of the experiences, good and bad. So it all goes into our database, and then we come back and do it again in a different virtual reality suit.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, it was like the new science was revealing what ancient people have been talking about for thousands of years. But the biggest thing for me was, oh, my God, I came here for the sensory inputs. I came here to smell it and feel it and touch it and love it. And I realized how much of my life was shut down being so busy and shutting down senses. And this is unfortunately because women will have to understand this, that men's programming about sensitivity is a completely different programming than women's programming for sensitivity. Women, sensitivity is a way of being a woman. Men, growing up in the world of males, sensitive is not a good point. Matter of fact, when you're kids, we learn to shut down sensitivity. So, you know, a guy, the real guy, he says, yeah, you can hit me and I don't feel it. You know, it's like, yeah. And all of a sudden you realize, what did we do? We came here with this tremendous apparatus to sense the world. And as males, we've been programmed to shut it down because that makes a better male. Otherwise, you're a sissy. And and females are allowed to experience it. And then you realize, boy, there's a miscommunication, because women who are sensitive and feel this world end up with men who are, quote, insensitive louts because of programming. And it's very hard for women and men to communicate at this level if the male doesn't recognize that closing down the sensory apparatus of the system is actually a dysfunction of what normal life is all about.
Mm, wow. Well, we're going to take another quick break here in just a minute. But you said that so beautifully because I started imagining how wonderful it would be if we were to be able to take this very specific education and say it the way you just said it into schools for younger children as they're growing up. Because, oh my gosh, if there is some level at which we can bring again the idea and bridge the science and spirituality in the way that so many, including you, Bruce, are doing out there for children, that would be, that's one of my again, dreams of imagining how wonderful the newer and newer and newer generations would come to pass. And so anyway, it's something so fantastic. And again, that's what I also love about your book is that it's bringing not only the relationships, because it teaches us how to really have that profound relationship, but also have that incredible feeling of what we're doing and how we're doing it and how to keep it going and to have that relationship with everybody, including ourselves, that ultimately can create the heaven on earth that we're talking about. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of things that you can look at right now and what's happening on a global scale that really matters and is transforming. So you are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer Bee. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer Bee, Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer Bee.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Wholeness Coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Everyone, today we are talking about the honeymoon effect and why this brand of science can help you really create a happier, more fulfilling life for yourself and certainly the world around you. And so, Bruce, we were just talking about, of course, there's all of these wonderful stories. And one thing I wanted to talk about with your book, because, again, like I said in the beginning, it just, as you read through it, you learn so much, of course, about the actual science and the cells and really how it all really comes together. And you do such a great job with that. But it gets better and better and better. And in the end, honestly, I loved how you brought some of what on a global scale, when we take responsibility for this power that we have to, in fact, control our destiny on a physical level and psychological and spiritual level, we actually, science shows us that we do have that power. And by doing that, how it affects the planet and people out there affecting the planet. And one thing I wanted to make note of is I loved your story about Organic India. Oh, my gosh. And one of the comments in there, I think it was, I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, Bhavani,
yeah.
Comments in there made, it was, unless we all experience that we are all of the same consciousness, we're going to treat each other as if you don't matter. That
profoundly
I don't know what
important.
It was, but while I was reading that, it struck me so profoundly.
But this is the beautiful part of the evolution, and it's really... This evolution is actually, you can visualize it if you start to look at what is called the millennial generation. Mm-hmm. The millennial generation are under 40 years of age and under, as compared to the baby boomers, which are the older ones, okay? There's something profoundly important going on in their lives is that they are globally interconnected. The internet is a nervous system for 7 billion cells to come together as one organism. And the millennials are really, they were born into the world of computers and born with computers, and they're so savvy with them. But also recognize this, that these are the people that have pulled out of the conventional beliefs that the older politicians are pushing, you know, like all this stuff against abortion, gay marriage, or, you know, race things and all that.
Right.
That's an older generation. The younger mm-hmm. generation, global, connected and talking across the world, are forming a community. And what's really interesting, it's not a community with boundaries and barriers to it. And it's also a community with different beliefs. And the beliefs of community itself is the driving force that will hold all of this together. And as more and more people are part of the millennial as compared to the baby boomers, what we're finding is that the millennial generation doesn't really care about the world situation such as a stock market. You talk to one of those 25-year-old generation XYZ people, and you say, well, listen, the stock market's going to crash, and they look at you and go, so who cares? Like, I don't even own a stock, so what do I care? They're disconnected from the structure, and their percentages is 50% or more, meaning that half this population doesn't support the existing system, which is the big sign that says the existing system is in a downhill run because
right.
a larger portion of the population is emphasizing community over the Darwinian vision of the older group of a competitive dog-eat-dog world. This is not part of the younger generation. They are representing a future, and it's very important for them to recognize they're playing a very important role in this.
Wow. That is incredible because it, just like as you talk about in the book, which is you have a great way you talk about how what's going on a global scale. And like you were just saying, if you don't have enough consciousness supporting the structure can't stand up. And when we have so much going on the way we have it going on, you're absolutely right. And I love when you talk about the butterfly, the aspect of literally we need to clean house so that the new house can come in. And I love, again, the optimism because it's true. I feel it deep down in my bones about what is going on the planet and what it is that needs to really get cleaned up and be removed before we can bring back in the new, which is going to be, in my opinion, like many others, and you talk about that, is that how optimistic it is. There's an evolution going on, and I'm really, really excited about that new evolution. But it is hard, and I know it's difficult out there for a lot of folks out there with what's going on the planet right now, and they wonder, is there any hope? And I really, really believe there is so much hope. There is great things coming, but it's going to be a bumpy ride, like you said in the book.
Well, it's interesting because my other book was called Spontaneous Evolution.
Yes.
And the title of that came from an interesting correlation that the Earth is a living system. It's called Gaia. All the organisms are in the biosphere represent what we would call nature. So we are not an independent, separate piece of nature. We are an integral part of nature, as well as every tree, plant, and insect out there. It's all one living organism, okay? And why is that important? Because we can refer to a human who is terminally ill, and everybody around them is going, oh, my God, this person's going to die. They think they're going to die. The doctors tell them they're going to die. And then they have what is referred to as a spontaneous remission. And all of a sudden, they're not sick anymore.
Right.
And the thing is, well, how does that happen? And the answer is actually basically underneath is they had a very profound change of belief about themselves and their lives. That's what does it. The biggest example is people being told, okay, you got 3 months left to live. Go home, take care of your stuff. They go home and then think about saying, well, if I only got 3 months left to live, man, I'm going on the road. I'm taking all my money. I'm going to go out and have a party. I'm going to go do all the things I wanted to do, the bucket list, all that kind of stuff. And in the process, that 3 months turns into 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, and at some point they realize they're not dying in 3 months, and the disease is gone. And you say, how'd that happen? Change of belief.
Right.
Instantly changes spontaneous remission. It's called spontaneous remission. Instantly it changes. Well, the most important understanding about that, it's not restricted to humans. It's restricted to this planet. A lot of people are counting this planet on a way out. Even the guy who coined the concept of the planet as a living system, Gaia, James Lovelock, he said, oh, it's all done. It's over with. Just kiss it goodbye. And the reality is this is not true. It's a living system, and can have a spontaneous remission.
Bruce, honestly, I could talk to you for hours, but unfortunately, our time has come to an end here. But, oh, my gosh, I just want to say again, I'm so honored to be talking to you about this. Thank you for writing this book. Your genuine optimism was so profound, especially again about the planet and humanity. I know we all needed to be reminded of this. So thank you for writing the book. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk to your wonderful audience, because I just want people to recognize that there's a very bright future out there. If you just let go of the conventional world press and start to look, there's a lot going on. We are evolving.
Yes, yes, perfect endpoint. And you can all reach Dr. Bruce Lipton at his website at brucelipton.com. And for you to also contact me at inspiredactionliving.com or CARE at inspiredactionliving.com. And I also want to mention to everyone out there that, again, as Bruce said, his book is available in so many different locations on his website. He's got a great deal of information out there. Everyone, you've got to read this book. It's really very, very powerful. And also, again, I actually on October 17th, I'll be a guest on the Dr. Pat Show. So definitely see me then. And again, I want to thank my guest, Dr. Bruce Lipton. I want everyone out there to be inspired, take inspired action, and really absolutely make sure you have a fantastic week. And we will all see you back again soon.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to
Be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.